Good Easter Sunday morning, everybody. Just go ahead and say it. He is risen. He is risen indeed. To me, today we celebrate the most important day in the history of Christianity. Jesus died, he was buried, and today we celebrate the day that he rose again and defeated death, hell, and the grave. And he came out of that tomb to change the world and change you and me. Listen, I believe if you remove the resurrection, all of Christianity falls in a heap. It's what makes Christianity unique. But Paul said, "But Christ has risen from the dead. Therefore, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ." The song describes it this way: "Low in the grave he laid, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with the mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah. Christ arose." And may all God's people say, hallelujah. So now let's slow down a bit and go back to the Bible to see just what happened on that history-changing day. As we look into the book of Mark, Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. "When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Jesus, and Salome brought spices so that they might go in and anoint him. And very early on the first day, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb, and they were saying to one another, 'Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?'" What Mark records is probably the first visit for the ladies to the tomb, and they intended to anoint the body of Jesus, which is an act of love and devotion to him. But some of them knew that there was a huge stone that was rolled across the opening. I don't think anybody knew that the stone had been sealed and a guard was placed at the door. The women had a problem, but they also had a surprise. Verses 4 and 5, "And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in white, and they were alarmed." What an understatement. The tomb is open, and then you walk in and see an angel sitting on the right, and he's in blazing white. Well, being alarmed is, again, a bit of an understatement. I would be shaking in my shoes. Then he speaks, verse 6, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He's not here. See the place where he laid." So they look, and Jesus is gone. I think I would have collapsed to my knees right then and there. But the angel wasn't finished. He had a message, verse 7, "But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he's going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. But there's a little more to the story. You see, Jesus did catch up with Mary. Let me read verse 9. "Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out 7 demons. She went and told those who had been with him as they mourned and wept." And I'm sure they were mourning and weeping. And I'm sure Peter was just destroyed. He was just heartbroken for what he did. But the angel said, "Go get him too." Folks, that's grace. Mary did finally inform them, and they ran for themselves to see. Two of them ran for themselves to see if the tomb was in fact empty, and they found it just as Mary said. Some of the disciples just didn't believe at all. But listen, today we celebrate the fact that Jesus has risen from the dead, and we celebrate and honor, and I want us to get excited about the fact that Jesus has risen. Praise God, Jesus is alive. But for just a minute, I want to go back to something else that was mentioned in Scripture. Paul told the church at Corinth that Jesus Christ was the first fruits of the resurrection. Now let's go back to some verses that we looked at on Good Friday. Matthew chapter 27, verses 52 and 53. Perhaps you weren't with us on that day, so let me set the scene. Matthew 27 talks about when Jesus was arrested and tried and charged and hung on the cross and all the events following the crucifixion. And then at the very end, it talks about something that happened on Resurrection Day. Let me read. And the tombs also were opened. And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. I would have loved to have seen the faces of the Jews when the Old Testament saints come out of the tombs and went walking right into Jerusalem. That would shake you up. So, Jesus is the first fruits. And according to Matthew, these Old Testament saints just followed him. But who's next? The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the cry of command and the voice of the archangel and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord." Listen, when Jesus come out of that grave, that guarantees those of us who believe in him and follow him will either rise from the grave or take flight at the last trumpet. Hallelujah, will forever be with Jesus. Now that's what I believe. How about you? Come on, say it with me. I believe that Jesus rose from the grave. I believe that he's coming back again. And I think it's time that we proudly proclaim that Jesus is alive and he's coming back. I believe.